USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Without a final agreement on key foreign aid or a deal to fund the government longer term, Congress is entering a two-week recess. Lawmakers are slated to return to Capitol Hill February 28th. Just 2 days before the March 1st deadline to fund certain government agencies while the rest must be funded by March 8th. Congress also leaves while it's in the middle of working out the details of competing multi-billion dollar foreign aid proposals out of the House and Senate. California continues to get drenched by atmospheric river storms. This week, Governor Gavin Newsom is activating the state's Emergency Operations Center. Cal OES spokesman Brian Ferguson.
Along the central coast and down into Los Angeles County, we're worried about flash flooding and land movement, and that's largely associated with the ground being just so saturated with water from the series of storms.
There should also be a major snowmelt in the coming days from a series of storms. Donald Trump is drawing parallels between the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and his own legal challenges in the United States.
In a Truth Social post, the former president expressed that Navalny's passing has heightened his awareness of events in the U.S. He criticized radical left politicians, prosecutors, and judges, accusing them of steering the nation toward destruction. I'm John Schaefer.
The jury continues deliberations in the civil corruption trial involving Wayne LaPierre, the former CEO of the National Rifle Association. The trial's happening in a New York City courtroom. LaPierre's charged for allegedly misusing donated funds to the NRA. His attorney is calling the trial a political witch hunt. It was a rather anticlimactic ending for the Daytona 500 Monday. Driver Will Byron of the number 24 car took the checkered flag under slow speed. A crash happened just as drivers were headed into the last lap of the race, triggering a caution. Byron was determined to have been at the front of the pack when the crash occurred. This is USA News.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 24/7, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South. In the entertainment capital of the world, the Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Two women are dead after flames tore through a senior housing complex in New York City.
They didn't have a chance. They didn't have a chance.
Resident Nibia Cipriana, who says the victims were neighbors who looked out for each other. Initial indications from the local fire marshal's office on Long Island, fire was accidental in nature. In Minnesota, flags are flying at half staff to pay tribute to two police officers and a paramedic who lost their lives while responding to a domestic abuse call in a Minneapolis suburb early Sunday. Authorities have confirmed the death of the suspect during the shooting. Respiratory illness is up in half the states in the U.S. As we work our way out of the winter season, 25 states are still seeing high or very high levels of respiratory virus activity. That's according to the CDC. Leave it to Adam Sandler to forget why he's at the People's Choice Awards.
Adam Sandler accepted the People's Icon Award at the 2024 People's Choice Awards, joking that he mistakenly thought his agent said he was getting the People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive Award.
I am trying to be gracious, People Magazine, but I have to admit three words keep popping into my head right now. About freaking time. For decades, Adam Sandler has been waiting patiently on the sexy bench.
At the end, though, he got as serious as Sandler can get and thanked his entire family, people who work with him, and, of course, all the fans.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.